Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
So if you're a baseball fan, you have heard of this award. You've heard of this name, Ford C. Frick, former commissioner of baseball. And every year, the Ford C. Frick Award is presented by the Baseball Hall of Fame to a broadcaster for major contributions to baseball. It's a prestigious award, the highest award of its kind with regard to broadcasters. Previous award winners include...
Morgan, a smash up the middle, Banks into center. Here comes Gomez, around third, a throw, and the Brewers win!
Of course, the amazing and incomparable Bob Uecker, and among the 10 finalists for this year's award is this guy.
Braun trying to deliver in the 10th. All tied at one. Braun swings, line drive, deep left field, and it's gone! A grand slam! The Brewers win a thriller!
One of a number of highlights I could have pulled from Brian Anderson, a finalist for the Ford C. Frick Award to be handed out in 2026 at the winter meetings. Brian joins us on the line from the ballpark here. Brian, congratulations. Pretty cool to hear that.
Yes, congrats.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that is. It was very unexpected. I think I just ripped off 5 consecutive bogeys on the golf course, and then I picked up my phone out of my pocket. So I was in my feelings a little bit of poopy pants going on. And then I got this message that I'd been nominated or I'd been placed on the finalist list. So, you know, that made all those bogeys feel a lot better. So, yeah, unexpected, very humbled, honored. My first thought was that's kind of what the old guys get. They get, you know, the old guys have been around a while. So I didn't think I was that old, but then I looked at my birth certificate and I realized I'm kind of in the wheelhouse now.
Well, wait a minute. They tell you via text message? It's not even a phone call or somebody showing
it
up at your doorstep?
It was a phone call, but then it was a text message from the club, you know, that let me know. So yeah, it was very cool and I don't expect anything much of it, but it's nice to be, when you think about, when I found out who is on the list that actually the panel that created the list, that's what's kind of the cool part. You know, guys that you worship as a broadcaster when I was growing up, and guys like Bob Costas and Joe Castiglione and Marty Brenneman and, you know, names like that, Kurt Smith, the great writer, David Halberstam. So those are the guys that you want to have respect what you do or at least even know your name. So I was not expecting that.
Well, you have narrated some incredibly memorable moments for the Brewers. Is there one you'll never forget, or maybe one that's a favorite of yours, but for a reason that fans might not realize?
Well, the clip you played is certainly up there. That was just my second year when Braun did that, and he had a couple of moments that year. So just to come into a franchise, I'd started in 07, and then they were competitive in 07, but then in 08, when the Brewers snapped that 26-year drought, that was really a really special time. And I didn't feel the weight of that because I had not experienced all the losing and the whole drought because, you know, I'm not from here. And so that really meant a lot to me to see the reaction of others in that moment. So that was a really cool one. There's a lot of great memories. I think the one memory that I probably have that's my most fond is two of them, really. Walking into the ballpark in 2006 when I was being interviewed for the job, pretty much saying that I wasn't going to leave my current job. And then I walked through and walked into the stadium, kind of like where I am right now as I watch the Brewers take BP. I was like, man, this is so great. And it just took my breath away, and then I immediately changed my mind. And then opening day of 2007, which was my first game, knowing that Bob Uecker was to my right, and Vin Scully was to my left. Vin was doing road games back then. It was Brewers Dodgers. Ben Sheets was on the mound, and just me trying to come to grips with, I'm calling the same game as two legends on each side of me. And, you know, after I panicked for about 2 hours, I think I was able to carry on and do the game. But that's what really, probably those early days come to mind the most.
Yeah, it is pretty remarkable, B.A. I was looking at the list of award winners, so well-deserving, this incredible list. But you're not going to find too many franchises that could potentially have two Erna Ford C. Frick Award. Of course, Bob Uecker has won this award with his incredible work as a broadcaster for over 50 years. And if you do earn the award, and even to be on the list, like you mentioned, is a remarkable accomplishment. But that would say something very special about Brewers broadcasters over the years. And been so many great ones here, and you're certainly a part of that group.
Yeah, and I would say that's true, and I appreciate you saying that, and that is true, and you don't have many that have multiples. The Dodgers do, and Jaime Harine and Vin Scully. But also, you know, I don't think the validation comes from those type of things either. And I think the Brewers, one of the great honors for me was to just be picked by the Brewers to be a major league broadcaster because of their pedigree at hiring announcers. And if, you know, they choose you, the vetting that they do and that they did with me, and I just finished my 19th year now. So I've, you know, had a long time to think about this and understand what the process was from a different angle. But that's really what matters. Like, we have a great team of broadcasters. We have a great boss who allows us to be a tight-knit group, from my partner, Bill Schroeder, and Vinny and Tim, you know, Jeff Levering and Lane and Josh. And of course, Uecker was the one who kind of set the standard for everybody. But even in Milwaukee, going back to Earl Gillespie and, you know, going back into before my time here, there's just been a great tradition of great broadcasters, and fans care about that, and it matters to us to do a great job every night and to be a part of this operation. So on one hand, I don't think, like, you know, being a Ford Frick Award winner validates any of that, but it is kind of cool to be on that list. But we all know that this is a sacred role and a sacred fan base, and, you know, we all take it seriously as such.
A great team of broadcasters and a great team to watch this year as we look ahead to the playoffs. And the Brewers are painting the town. You can see the banners. It's just awesome. Like, magic brewing in Milwaukee. You got to love it. What are some things that, as you're saying, wrapping up your 19th year here, that are especially special about this team and that we should be taking note of as we enter the playoffs?
Well, the nature of the team is just so on brand with Milwaukee. It's a blue-collar, hardworking, overachieving team. I think the city is an overachieving city that, you know, when you find out from people that what they think about Milwaukee, whether they're yay or nay, it almost instantly tells you everything you need to know about the person you're engaging with. So if they give you that sour look like Milwaukee, then that's all I need to know about you as as a potential friend. And I think this team is that way. So if you do the digging and you study down and know the type of players and, you know, watch the talent on the field. So, for example, every scout I talk to, including my brother, who's a scout with the Rangers, he loves the Brewers, raves about them, raves about the way they play the game, the hard-nosed nature, the overachieving nature that they come at it with. There's a certain joy to the way they play the game. I feel like they've returned the game to a place that left us a number of years ago in the full-blown analytics age of baseball. This is very much a throwback team that, you know, takes a full nine guys in the lineup, takes a full pitching staff. So in technical terms, it's a team that kind of does all the little pieces of the game really well without, say, big superstars. I mean, they do have some star players, but not like Ohtani's and Bryce Harper's and those kind of guys. But they're a collective group that it's a great lesson for little league coaches. And, you know, if you're coaching youth teams, this is a team that you can say it's one guy to the next. And that's really what promotes winning and a winning culture and a winning attitude. So that's what I love about this team.
You mentioned you're going to be watching a little BP. Brewers are doing a little workout today, BA. It's been a kind of a strange stretch, right? Baseball players used to playing baseball. So how do the Brewers get through this stretch, or how have they been getting through this stretch where there are no games on the schedule?
It's a major question, and I'm sure Lauren Jabara, who will be on the TBS broadcast, will give you the full report when it's all said and done. But, you know, I'm here watching now and just kind of talking to guys and just had a chat with Al LaBeouf and Julio Borbón and some of the coaches, and I think they've handled it to their personality. Every team's different. I've seen teams bring in fans, bring in the PA announcer, the organist, kind of try to create as much of a game atmosphere as they can. The Phillies just did that yesterday. The Braves have done that in the past. Brewers took a little bit different approach. They kind of bunkered down. They had an open media day Tuesday, but then they've been doing like individual skill drills and competition, like these mini competitions that are engaging, you know, engaging the players. These are all alpha dogs, alpha males. They want to win, and it's important to probably keep them in winning mode, but also make sure they're rested and not putting themselves in any kind of health danger with so many days off. This is akin to an all-star break. So usually when you come back from an all-star break, guys are sore and, you know, they're not at their best when they come back. You don't really have that option when you're in a playoff scenario. You got to be ready from the jump. Plus the team you're playing is playing today and they're going to be feeling good about themselves. So you got to make sure you match that. And I think they've done the right things. They've had simulated games where they've kind of replicated that game activity and speed, but also doing all those necessary drills that are fine tuning all the things that they do so well. So that's been the order. Now we'll see if it's actually what is going to work or not. And if it doesn't, and they get in this position next year, they'll do the complete opposite. So that's what usually happens.
Hey, Brian, we're running out of time, but quick question for you, because we have asked various people throughout the Brewers bubble this week. So I want to know from you, too, who are you hoping the Brewers opponent is here?
No preference, honestly. I put my network hat on now. So if I'm being total network guy, I want the Cubs in so the travel is easier for the network people. But I think both are really great opponents. I would say for the makeup of the roster, and because there are so many young guys, many of them experiencing the postseason for the first time, some of them just in their second year, I think the familiarity with Wrigley Field will actually be in a very strange way settling for them to play the Cubs. They did play in San Diego recently, right at the end of the year,
yeah.
Dropped 2 out of 3. But, you know, that's still a West Coast trip. That's, you know, I think there's some familiarity with the Cubs and the short travel. And there's going to be Brewers fans at Wrigley. There's going to be Cubs fans here at AmFam. So I don't know. I guess if you're, I don't think it matters. Both teams are quality in different ways. But if, from a familiarity and a travel perspective, I think the Cubs would probably be the better opponent to have to deal with.
We should know about 7 o'clock or so tonight who the Brewers' opponent will be for the NLDS. Brian, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Congrats again on the award.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the final announcement coming up this winter.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And let's have a great run. I'll be watching from afar as the Brewers start their postseason.
Sounds good. Brian Anderson joining us here in Wisconsin's Midday News. That's what happens. Brian is so good, he does the TBS stuff here now throughout the playoffs. So we lose him a little bit, but he's going to be doing the Phillies broadcasts, and ultimately we'll get to see him at the ballpark, hopefully at some point here throughout the postseason.